Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Locked.
Oh, check the window. It may be open.
You really think Sherlock Holmes leaves his windows unlocked?
Exactly. It's almost too stupid not to try.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.
I can't believe that worked.
After you.
All right, Hampton, this is a quick in-and-out job. I'm sure you're unfamiliar. I'll take east, you take west, James upstairs. There's a secret games room behind the mahogany bookcase. Just pull the copy of King Solomon's Mines. He thinks it's funny. I know.
I must say, Madge, I am surprised how gung-ho you are about this.
I had my reservations, but now that we're here, let's just fucking do this.
James, look!
You found it?
Journals. Sherlock Holmes's journals. It makes so much sense.
Oh, what's it say?
Have we completely given up on the in and out?
Oh my God.
What?
Is it about the Golem murders?
It's indecipherable.
What, like a code?
No, cursive, but still.
Aha! Found it!
What?
Seriously, the note. The note that Martha left. The reason that we...
Ah, right.
Right. That's great. So... No golem evidence. Fantastic. So, she did leave one.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, dear.
Me too. I got carried away investigating.
Snooping is more like it.
Call it whatever you like, but I can't just turn off my investigatorial instincts like any other civilian.
Oh, so they've been in the on position this whole time.
Let's focus on the positives here. Martha left you a note.
Exactly. She left me a note. Like I'm a goddamn carrier pigeon.
No, James is right. It could have been worse. Remember when we thought she left you nothing at all?
Actually, you're right. This was quite considerate of her. Maybe I shouldn't give up on her just yet.
Well, we're not saying that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I think what Hampton is trying to say is that it still may not be the best fit. She drives you up the wall. She cancels plans at a moment's notice. She loves Earl Grey. Don't forget why you broke up with her in the first place.
And I've been wrong before. Maybe I am now.
In which direction?
I don't know.
What does the note say? Maybe I can deduce some clues as to their whereabouts. Or her feelings, through her diction or punctuation.
Is that right? When's the last time you deduced a girl's feelings through her diction and punctuation?
Give me the note. To Madge. I mean, great stuff.
James, you read it.
Hey. Sorry, I have some bad news. I completely forgot, but the boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend, which gives me the time to get out of the city and see my son. I know it's not convenient, but can we reschedule for when I'm back? I promise I'm not trying to do that thing where I don't tell you in person to avoid your reaction to bad news. Also, sorry you had to break in to get this. I completely forgot. I could have just run it across the street. Oh well. Next time. Sincerely, Martha Hudson. Huh, I didn't know she had a son.
For the best. He's a little twat, if you know what I mean.
How old is he?
I don't know. 6? 24?
Oh my God. Did you hear that?
What? Did she say she loves me?
Sherlock Holmes and John Watson are on... holiday.
Pretty sure she said they're on a case, but...
Right, like they've solved everything in London, so now they get to travel for work. Unbe-fucking-leavable.
Have you ever been to Dartmoor in the summer?
God, no. I hate the country.
It won't change your mind.
Forks and Stallion is a brand new audio drama by Ian Gears and Lauren Grace Thompson. Coming this fall. Find us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram at 224bbaker, and on our website, 224bbaker.com. Join us on September 19th for Chapter 1, The Case of the Best Case Scenario.
The
the Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please try to get some sleep tonight.
I've been trying to sleep all week. Nothing helps.
You could try a sleep sound.
No, thanks. You've had enough nightmares for the both of us.
Let me go! Come on. The medication has nothing to do with that. I haven't had a bad dream in ages.
Ever since your highly problematic affair in Idaho?
Oh my god. Never stop. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Well, you still haven't told me who you're bringing to graduation.
Oh. Your heart is racing.
How can you tell?
You're lying on top of me.
What if I don't want anyone else to know yet?
And it wasn't a bad dream?
I don't know.
Christopher, you know.
Can't you appreciate that I'm trying to help you here?
Thanks for the pills, Lils.
Dreamers, Season 2 by Broken Crown Productions. Tune in weekly wherever you listen to podcasts.